I missed it by that much. Do you remember the 21st night of September? Well, that was yesterday. Monday, September 22nd. But I did catch a little of last night's Grammy salute with Earth, Wind, and Fire. It was a show they recorded back, I think, on July long at the Hollywood Bowl. It had a few interesting moments. Philip Bailey, who does all those high notes. I have no idea how old he is now, but man, it doesn't matter. He sounded amazing. How he can still do that. It was pretty incredible. But here we are. Good morning. I have an exciting announcement. It's the first day of fall.
Fall is my absolute favorite season.
And not mine. It is my least favorite season. I will get into that a little later on. But fall officially arrives over the lunch hour today, 12:19 to be exact. According to the old Farmer's Almanac, the next 3 months are going to be warmer and wetter than normal. But yeah, this, the first day of fall, caused by the Earth's tilt, not the distance from the sun, and this is the start of the weight gain season for some. You know, Thanksgiving and all, but honestly, a lot of experts believe it's as much to do with the looming lack of vitamin D from the sun in the coming months. And then you get a little depressed and you start to eat a little more. Anyhow, many will say fall is the most beautiful time of year. It probably is, as leaves change color because of the amount of sugar in them. Maybe they've had too many hits of pumpkin spice. Oh, and one more little first day of fall nugget. Statistically, children who are born in the fall become better students and they live longer. So welcome to fall, smarty pants. But yes, it also brings a bountiful harvest full of football, doesn't it, right? CFL, NFL, man, a major CFL announcement regarding significant changes to the game coming this morning, 11 a.m. our time. Who knows what that means? But plenty of CFL fans were suggesting on social media Sunday that they can't really fathom any major rule changes two-thirds of the way into the season. It would seem like a bit of a credibility issue, you would think. But we'll see what's in store for us. I don't know. Are you thinking changes to the command center? That's driving everyone crazy this season. Four-down football, maybe? Smaller end zones? Change in the ratio? Stop rewarding a missed field goal with a point? What is it going to be? Or are they just messing with this? Because, let me get that statement again. CFL statement reads, major announcement regarding significant changes to the game. Maybe the game next season. Maybe the season will start earlier to end earlier too next year. There's been a lot of talk about wanting to move the Grey Cup earlier to avoid the harsher weather right of November. Maybe that's it. What do you think it could be? 1-877-300-7275. We'll have the details for you this morning at 11 o'clock when the CFL commissioner makes the announcement. But what a day yesterday, 31 degrees, both Regina and Moose Jaw. Our newsroom wandered over to the Joanne Goulet. I don't know if he played a round of golf with everyone, but he's talked to a lot of people happy about the weather.
It is a beautiful day. It's a wonderful day for get out and get around to golf in before winter sets in.
Hardly any wind. Probably a couple more times out at least, maybe three, hopefully.
It's fantastic. What an amazing day. So you couldn't ask for a better date and enjoying the sun, and we get to ruin a wonderful walk with a game of golf.
Familiar voice, Mr. Fiacco there, Mr. Pat Fiacco. And the golf courses remain open as long as the weather holds. And we got a 29-degree day coming up here.
Knocking heads and talking trash. It's slinging mud and dirt and grass. It's I got your number, I got your back. When you back.
Yeah, the boys of fall. It is officially fall over the lunch hour today. And officially, this is where football season really cranks up. Down the home stretch, it's been, 16 weeks of CFL now. We had the Riders sitting idle in a bye week. We saw Montreal win again. They beat the Argos. Lions dominated the Stamps. Ticats edged out the Elks. Bombers beat the Red Blacks, snapping their three-game skid. They're now 7-7, and man, they needed that, especially after the Lions took the Stampeders the previous night. So the Lions and Bombers now 7-7, tied for third in the West. Let's get some insight now from our Grey Cup champ and Green Zone analyst, Belton Johnson. Looking good on the first day of fall, buddy. How are you?
I'm doing good. How about yourself there, Greg?
I am well, and that Bomber game, I don't know if you caught that, but Strebler at quarterback Just eight passes, 54 yards, but it was their defense that forced the turnover. Special teams came through. We won't get an update on the return of Zach Collaros, at least until tomorrow at the earliest, but are the Bombers a threat down this final stretch if they don't get Zach back?
Are they a threat? That's the question, right? And they do have a good defense, Greg, and they still, Oliveira, he still instills fear in me, especially when the temperature's starting getting cooler, right? Because teams will tend to run the ball a bit more and play defense. So I'm going to say they will be a threat.
Ticats squeaked out a win over the Elks. Hamilton 9-5. Montreal now 7-7 for second. Slowly they're coming on again. 5 weeks to go. Of those two, who'll be in that divisional final out east waiting for the winner of the East semifinal? Is it going to be Montreal or Hamilton?
I'm going to say Hamilton because they had a season series versus the Alouettes. And, you know, with both of those teams having four games left, I'm predicting them both to win two each out of the four they each have.
All right, Belton. As for our Riders, as I mentioned, a bye week. Before that bye week started, it was sounding like Sam Embliss, Schaefer Baker were close. What's in store for the Riders in this home stretch?
Well, in the home stretch for the Riders, they just got to keep doing what they've been doing prior to the loss there, right? And, you know, if they get some of these guys back, Emlis and Schaefer Baker, that's just going to bode well for the Riders because I think, you know, with the healthy guys coming back, that's going to make them much more of a threat on offense a bit.
Belton Johnson, our Grey Cup champ. Any idea, Belton, what this major announcement from the CFL will be later this morning, 11-hour time, regarding, as they said, significant changes to the game? What are you thinking here?
Well, and it's significant changes, right? And I just keep thinking, I'm like, I don't know, would they think that'd be go four down or what, Greg? That would be significant, right? But I have no idea, but they got my interest peaked there to tune in.
Well, that was one of my thoughts. Also, the command center's driving everyone crazy watching the game right now. So could it be that?
Oh, I would be happy if it was that. Get rid of
it. They might be messing with us. It might be a significant change to next season, though, too, right? Like, I was thinking, well, maybe they want to move the season up earlier to get the Grey Cup moved earlier because of weather. Been hearing that a lot. And that would be pretty significant changes to the game next season. So they might be messing with us. But we'll have it, 11 o'clock hour time. I want to take you to NFL Sunday. You were blown away by who's on top.
Who's on top? The Eagles and those guys, right? That I don't know if you saw the that field goal block, Greg, but but it was rumbling, stumbling, man.
That was awesome.
Joshua Cardi's hit four field goals today. His last one was blocked from 44. Joshua Cardi has it blocked again. This time, Jordan Davis, the big man, looks for the icing on one big cake. Eagles hang on.
That was so fun. The big D lineman, Jordan Davis, blocked it, picked it up. He runs 61. The NFL came out later and said, Belton on social media, he ran just over 18 miles per hour, the fastest speed recorded by a 300-plus-pound linebacker as a ball carrier. You must have loved that.
Oh, I loved every bit of it, man. That's the dream to run back one like that. And, he is a big guy, 330 pounds there, running that fast. That's pretty good for him, Greg. And
Rams were up
23-0.
Yeah, and the Rams were up 26-7 in that third quarter, and Jalen Hurts, man. So who else is at the top? You're surprised who's all at the top right now.
So the other team I'm surprised at is, I'll say, the Colts and the 49ers, right? They're undefeated at 3-0, and, you know, Daniel Jones there for the Indianapolis Colts has turned that team around. And the 49ers, whoever would have thought all the injuries that they had early on here in the season, I mean, I thought they would be at the bottom, but they're on top of the West out there, 3-0, Greg.
It was a fun Sunday, that's for sure. Well, Belton, thanks for the insight. I always appreciate it.
And, no problem at all, Greg.
I mean, you know what? Stick around because I might have to ask you how you embrace fall. I'm going to be getting into that after the 6 o'clock news. Yeah. Yeah, so many people I know seem to have fallen in love with the first day of fall.
Fall is my absolute favorite season.
I just got off the phone with CJB Green Zone analyst Belton Johnson, and I was asking him, how can I embrace fall? What does he do?
You know, the way I embrace it, Greg, and keep in mind that you're talking to the guy that's from Mississippi. So Mississippi was always scorching hot in the summertime. So when you got that little bit of relief in the fall, it was always good. And you know, like you said earlier there, you know, with football season, that's when things kind of, you know, pick up a little bit, right? So for me, the way I embrace it is, especially here in Saskatchewan, I start getting the garage ready for winter time, to be honest with you.
Do you have a television inside your garage? Do you watch in the winter?
No, I don't. You know, usually just watch there in the house.
Okay.
No TV out.
I should have known better. I know what it is. You shovel in your shorts and flip-flops. That's what your favorite's for.
You know what? The shorts stay on throughout the year, no matter what, no matter how the temperatures go, Greg.
This is a dumb question, I know. I'm talking to Belton Johnson, but given your love of cooking and food, I'll ask anyhow, are there any particular meals that you look forward to preparing now because it's fall?
There is. And the thing is, you know, soups and stews, right? Like, you know, beef stew is one of my favorite to make in the fall time. And you know, just the use of the crock pot a little bit more, right? I still get out on the smoker every now and again, but it's, for me, it's that comfort food and everything that, you know, I got to pack on a little bit of weight to get ready for the wintertime and everything as well, right?
All right, Papa Bear. I always enjoy getting your perspective. Happy first day of fall, buddy.
Hey, happy first day of fall. Greg.
Yeah, you bet. I'm trying to brace fall as best as Belton does, but to be honest, summer's my season. So I'm going to squeeze as much out of these final hours of summer as the countdown is on. Fall official 12:19, but it's still summer.
Summer breeze. Summer breeze. Summer.
The heat. The sun, the toes in the sand, not squeezing my hands into gardening gloves yet to rake up leaves and shove them in big orange garbage bags. I hate that. Yesterday, I looked out over the Qu'Appelle Valley as I was coming home from Pasqua Lake and thought, it's gorgeous. And then it hit me. Gorgeous means closing time at the lake, shutting down the cabin. One lazy lap around the lake before bringing the pontoon in out of the water. Took the dock apart piece by piece. Goodbye, summer. Hello, pumpkin spice.
Warning.
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 This is an official PS alert. PS alert.
No.
You may now continue with your summer activities.
No, no pumpkin spice lattes. Pass. Pumpkin spice air freshener. Pass. Pumpkin spice motor oil. Probably coming. And Halloween? Great, except I can't resist those mini Kit Kats. My waistline doesn't need 48 fun-sized treats. Who are they kidding? Nothing about them is fun. Okay, now that's fun. Okay, all right, I'll embrace fall for NHL. It returns, and this has got to be the year the Oilers finally hoist the Grey Cup, or pardon me, the Stanley Cup, right?
No question about it. I am ready to get hurt again.
And yes, the Grey Cup will be hoisted by the Riders. That'll be fun in November. I suppose I could embrace fall that way. Looking forward to that, but how about you? How else do you embrace fall? Do you take Instagram photos with hay bales? I don't want to pretend I like sweater weather. I don't want to pretend I like to dress up at my best friend's Halloween party when the theme is pirates.
But I don't want to be a pirate!
So help me out here. What's the secret? How do you embrace fall? Is it taking a walk through crunching leaves? Drive out to the pumpkin patch? What do I need to do? Text me, 1-877-300-7275. Before I start knitting matching plaid scarves for Kevin Martell and I. Pretty tremendous turnout in Arizona. Tens of thousands of mourners gathered inside a stadium in Glendale on Sunday to pay tribute to Charlie Kirk, the conservative political activist who was murdered earlier this month. And he was repeatedly described as a martyr whose movement would live on. And President Donald Trump addressed the crowd while standing behind a see-through bulletproof wall. Through his speech, he took a few detours here and there, including one where he gave a shout-out to Canada.
In the days since Charlie's death, we have seen how his legacy has touched so many millions around the world. In Calgary, Canada, thousands gathered at City Hall to sing the American National Anthem and raise up posters with the name Charlie Kirk.
Managed to take a shot at Jimmy Kimmel.
And the same commentators who this week are screaming fascism over a canceled late-night TV show where the anchor had no talent and no ratings. Last week we're implying that Charlie Kirk deserved what happened to him.
And Trump did perhaps not so great job of trying to just unify the country.
He did not hate his opponents. He wanted the best for them. That's where I disagreed with Charlie. I hate my opponent. And I don't want the best for them. I'm sorry. I am sorry, Erica.
However, you had to admire Erica Kirk, Kirk's widow, who is now taking the helm of Turning Point USA, the organization that her husband had founded. She gave a rather emotional speech where she described the heartbreak she's felt since her husband's killing and his vision for America's future. And through tears, she said she forgives her husband's accused assassin.
I forgive him because it was what Christ did and is what Charlie would do.
Pretty remarkable. And I really do see her as a rising political figure now. The way she handled herself on stage and has been getting through this whole ordeal herself, too. Back to Jimmy Kimmel for a moment here. Kimmel's staff will continue to receive pay for now, as apparently talks remain ongoing behind the late-night drama between Kimmel and Disney. It sounds like the crew for the late-night show will be paid through next week, but the show's fate still remains in limbo. I still can't believe Jimmy Kimmel would come back. I think they would be trying to soften him up, and I can't see him doing that. So Kimmel employs roughly 250 people. And so they're doing their best to see where they can go with this to keep them working, but he's not commented officially yet on his own suspension either. It's 6:27. Hey, here's what you need to know on the way to work this morning. A bunch of road work starting up here today. Albert Street, Leopold Crescent to 19th Avenue, southbound, restricted for the next 4 days. At Elphinstone Street, College Avenue to 17th, Elphinstone southbound is going to be restricted for a few days. And my way to work, I noticed all the pylons were starting to pop up. The Prince of Wales Drive and Arcola Avenue intersection, the two inner lanes on either side of the median along this intersection, are going to be closed, I think, most of the week there at Prince of Wales and Arcola. And on Sass Drive, Hamilton Street to Lorne, eastbound, is going to be restricted of south of Sass Drive, rather, for 3 weeks. And last I checked, yes, the old Dudney Avenue revitalization is still underway. It's getting there. They still promise by the end of October or early November, depending on how the weather holds, it'll be done this year. It is. The parts they have done. Looking very impressive now. I will say that. That's for sure. And businesses are still open.